Today in the Gospel, we heard of two very different characters. One, the master, who had forgiven the large sum, and then this wicked servant who would not have compassion on his fellow servant. The story is couched in a context which we did not hear in the lectionary, and I think that context would be helpful to understand why the Lord gave this parable at this time. Peter had asked Jesus, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother?" Fellow man. Seven times? Right? The covenant. This is the image of covenant in the Old Testament. The number seven. But Jesus says, no, 70 times seven. 70 times seven. Now, any of you mathematicians out there knows how much that adds up to. 70 times 7, 490. Now, 490. This should remind us of a very important text in the Old Testament. When Daniel, in Babylon, looking at the prophet Jeremiah's text, realizing that the length of the Babylonian exile should only be 70 years, and it had now been 70 years, he began to pray and say, "Lord, forgive me and forgive my brethren. Forgive Israel, your people, for their sin. It has been 70 years." And the Lord sends the angel Gabriel to tell Daniel some good and bad news. The good news is, Daniel, that you're right. The exile in Babylon will be 70 years, and that time is now up. And so you and your people shortly will return to the Promised Land. However, that's the good news. The bad news, Gabriel says, is it's not 70 years until the kingdom is restored, but 70 times 7, that is 490 years until the kingdom will be restored, until God's forgiveness and restoration of the kingdom will be complete. This should recall for us in the Torah. God had told the people, you must forgive the debts of those around you. There was the great year, the Jubilee year. You probably know about this. There was the every 7 years they would rest from their work and let their fields rest and their servants rest. But every seven Sabbath years, that's the 490th year, led to the great Sabbath, the Sabbath of Sabbaths, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, that which goes beyond the 490. This is what Jesus is reminding Peter about. Peter says, "Shall I forgive my brother seven times?" And Jesus says, 70 times seven. You must be as forgiving of your brother as God has been of you. For the Jubilee year has arrived, Peter, and He is speaking with you now. Jesus is that Jubilee. Jesus is the restoration of the kingdom that was promised by Gabriel 490 years earlier. And here He who is forgiveness itself, the compassion of their Heavenly Father, standing before them. And He reminds Peter of what he must become. That is, the compassion of God to those around him. And so Jesus begins to tell the story that we heard today, the parable of a a master who had a servant, many servants, and it was time to settle some accounts. And he called a servant before him who owed him millions. I think it's tens of millions if you calculate it out. And he says, this man, his wife and kids, his house, everything is to be sold. He would be put in prison until everything's paid off. And the man simply says, Lord, have mercy on me. And the master has compassion on this man who owes him tens of millions of dollars. There is no possible way this servant could ever pay that debt. And so the master, looking at the impossible situation of this servant and this servant's plea for his compassion, forgives him the whole debt. Now, I don't know about you. Think about some of you probably have some debt. I know I do. Most of us at least owe a fair amount on our house or maybe a few cars or who knows what kind of debt. Some of us have a lot. Some of us have a little bit. Can you imagine if the bank called you tomorrow morning and said, we've forgiven the debt on your house? What? Or if the place where you bought your vehicle called you up on Monday and said, you know what? We've decided to forgive your debt. Car is yours. Don't send any more payments. What? Now, can you imagine if your debt that you owed someone was tens of millions of dollars, an amount of money that you could not ever come up with? You could never pay it. But you got that phone call. This is what the master does for the servant that day. He forgives him of a debt that he could never imagine repaying. There's plenty of room up here, especially moms holding babies. Come on up here. Find a seat. Plenty of room. There's plenty of room. Just slide aside there. Lots of pews in here. And there we go. Genevieve, also. There you go. Plenty of room. Plenty of room. But then we hear about another servant. The man goes out free. Can you imagine? He has just had all of his debt erased. What does that mean? That means he doesn't owe anything anymore. Now he has another servant that is indebted to him. And he has not forgiven the debt of that servant because he himself needs the money to pay to the master. The master has a servant who is in debt, and this servant who has a fellow servant who is indebted to him. And he cannot release the debt of his fellow servant because he needs that money to pay the master. But now the master has released this servant of all of his debt. And he goes out to his fellow servant. Now, what should he have done? We would expect he should be compassionate as well. Well, not only should he be compassionate, but he no longer needs that money. He no longer needs that money. His debt is over. And he wants the money from his fellow servant. Look at the lack of compassion and the incredible greed. And Jesus says that the master, then hearing about this incident, called the other servant that he had released the debt and says, you wicked servant, should you not have had patience and love and compassion as I did with you? And so he orders him to be thrown into prison until he can pay the last debt. Do you think he's going to be able to pay that off? No way. And the amount that was owed, one owed tens of millions of dollars. The other owed a couple hundred bucks. What is the meaning of this parable? Jesus then says, now this is the framing device. Remember Peter's question. Jesus now ends the parable by saying, and so your heavenly Father will your heavenly Father will not have compassion on you if you have not had compassion on your fellow servant. You must forgive your fellow servant as you hope to be forgiven by your heavenly Father. Think of the compassion. Think of the love, the mercy that God has had with each one of us. Think of how many times we have failed. How many times we have failed our Lord. I can think of a couple thousand today, myself, already. How many times have I failed the Lord? How indebted am I to Him, and yet He has forgiven me my debt when I ask for His forgiveness? And now, how much more compassion should we have for our brother, our sister, our father, our mother, our child, our fellow worker, our fellow schoolmate, our neighbor? All of us have right now someone we're holding in debt. There's somebody in your life that you're holding in debt, like that wicked servant. Someone in the workplace, someone in school, someone in the neighborhood, in the family. Someone I'm holding in debt and not releasing for some little offense. When God has forgiven me infinitely. And so we need to pray today, hearing this parable. We need to pray today that we will be compassionate to our fellow servant as our Lord has been compassionate to us. So that we may glorify Jesus Christ with His eternal Father, His all-holy good and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.